Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, welcome to In All Honesty, the podcast where we get real about life and all the problems that come with it. I'm Michelle Ellman and I'm a 5 board accredited life coach, public speaker, author of The Joy of Being Selfish and Am I Ugly? And I'm passionate about teaching people how to communicate, heal the wounds from the past, feel your feelings, and ultimately giving you the tools you need to change your own life. This is the space where you get your personal development needs met, and we talk about all things growth, self-awareness, and communication with complexity and nuance. So if that sounds like your cup of tea, then stick around, because I think you're going to like it here. Hello, and welcome back to another episode. I won't lie, I've tried to record this episode 4 times, but the door keeps going, cars keep honking, ambulances keep driving past, alarm sirens, every single possible thing that could possibly go wrong has gone wrong 3 times. So let's give this a try. And if you hear planes going overhead while I'm trying to record this, just ignore it because I'm not starting again. This week, I wanted to talk to you about something that my life coach taught me, Michelle Zelli, and it is being a high reactor or a low reactor. And I learned this from Michelle Zelli probably about a month ago and have been telling everyone about it. And the only reason this podcast exists is because I actually told a friend about it who has a podcast. And she sent me a text the other day saying, "Do you mind if I talk about this on my podcast?" At which point it occurred to me, I haven't even talked about it on my own podcast. So I said yes to her, but then it inspired me to make this episode. So I am what my life coach, Michelle Zelli, calls a high reactor. And I totally agree. Whenever you tell me anything, I react in a big way, positive or negative. So for example, one of my friends just booked a TV show, and when she told me, I was like, "Oh my God, you are the most amazing person. You deserve it so much. I hope you're so proud of yourself. You're such a superstar. You're wonderful. You're so talented." This went on for like 20 minutes. This is how I compliment people. This is how I've always complimented people. In fact, my life coach also says she has never once seen me without me first giving her a compliment when saying hi. It is just the way I am, and I think it's a positive thing, so I don't seek to change it. However, what I have since realized is not everyone is a high reactor, and it's taken me quite a long time to realize this because high reactors tend to attract friends who are also high reactors. So similarly, I had some great news last week, and every time I told my friends, there was a scream, there was people going, "Oh my God, you're fantastic, what you've accomplished, baby Michelle would be so proud of you." And actually, talking about all these things reminds me of a conversation that I had with my best friend. We went on a road trip, and I can't remember exactly what we were talking about, but we were joking about the fact that when I say I love you, it's not just like I love you, it's like I love you so much and giving you every intricate detail of why I care about you, why I'm grateful for having you in my life. I will give you intricate, specific details about why you are the most amazing person in the world. And so we were joking about it, and then my best friend was like laughing and was like, "Oh, I love you." And I was like, "How much?" As a joke, making a joke of what we were talking about, but it's true. And then I was like, "Well, I love you the same amount as all the chocolates in the world put together with rainbow sprinkles, whipped cream on top, all the cherries on top, tied in a big bow, launched up into space in a hot air balloon, in a heart-shaped cloud of pink dust and glitter." And that's how I show my love. So sometimes when someone just goes, "I love you," it's not really enough. And some could say I clearly need to work on my internal validation so I don't need so much external validation. But it's never been a problem in my life because all my friends are the same way. They are really big reactors, high reactors. They have big reactions to things. So it's not just a simple congratulations or a simple I'm so proud of you. It's a 20-minute dialogue about how amazing I am and wonderful I am and how no one else in the world could ever accomplish it. And of course, in being a high reactor, sometimes you're exaggerating things, sometimes you overemphasize things, and sometimes I don't really care if I'm not the most intelligent person in the world. Telling me I'm the most intelligent person in the world makes me feel good. And so I don't nitpick over the fact that I exaggerate. But then, if you said that to a low reactor and you said you're the most intelligent person in the world, they would just go, well, that's exaggerating a little bit. And actually, what might be more meaningful to them is actually just saying, you're so smart, and just saying it in a more understated way. So how this conversation came up with my life coach was I was just moaning about something tiny and small. And yes, sometimes in life coaching sessions, I'm not talking about the big things. I'm talking about the tiny, minute things. And I was mentioning how I had done something really sweet for someone. They kissed me as a thank you. I was like, okay, that's great, but where's my thank you? And like, where's my, you're the most amazing person in the world. That was really thoughtful of you. Like, how kind of you. The fact you thought of me and Kate went out of your way to get me something that you knew I would like. How kind and how amazing. I'm exaggerating it a little bit. But yes, exactly that. That is how I would say thank you. And all I got was a kiss. And like, yeah, it was a nice kiss. But I was a bit like, where's my thank you? And my life coach simply explained, they are a low reactor. You are a high reactor. Your thank you was a kiss. That was their way of saying thank you. And it doesn't mean that it meant any less to them than it would mean to you. It's just different ways of expressing it. And it started me thinking how many times that would start a fight. Because to a high reactor, someone who is reacting in a low way or a small way might not care, might not notice the things they do or appreciate the effort that they're making. But it's not that they're not appreciating it. It's that they're just saying it in a smaller way. They're reacting in a smaller way and they are more understated in their reactions. And similarly, last night I went out for dinner with a friend who I haven't seen in like 5 years. She's a uni friend. And she was talking about her boyfriend and she was saying like, oh, my boyfriend always replies to things with good and it's really annoying. And I was like, oh, same. And I was like, oh my God, I have a person in my life who does the same. And it's really annoying because every time I hear the word good, I hear good for you. Like, oh, I had a really nice time this weekend. Good. Like, why can't you just say you too? Because to me, good is like, good, I'm glad you had a good weekend, but I didn't. Which is not what they're saying. Of course it's not what they're saying. But it made me laugh that she was saying this because I also had the same reaction to the word good. And I never heard anyone else in my life use the word good until this new person came into my life. And every time I'm like, oh, I had such a fun day with you today, it's like, good. And I was like, is that an actual reply? Like, I don't understand how that's a reply.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's where this idea of low reactor really helps. I think also it's important to say that when someone's a high reactor, they might be high reactor in a positive way, so all the compliments that come in, but they're also a high reactor in a negative way. So like when something bad happens in my life, I will literally be like, oh my God, you never guess what happened. It's the most frustrating thing in the world. It's so annoying. And literally blah, 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 blah. And I am a high reactor, have a big reaction to negative things as well. And one of the things I love about this person is they are so calm, so sturdy, so level-headed when it comes to everything. And it just made me realize the thing you love about someone is likely to also be the thing that annoys you. And you can't love the fact that someone's so sturdy and calm and emotionally neutral in negative situations and essentially love the fact that they are a low reactor to negative situations, but then expect them to be a high reactor to positive ones. And it was in this moment where I had some great news. I'd told all my friends, who are all really big reactors, and sent me flowers and cards full of sentiments of how proud they are of me, paragraph long texts, voice notes of them screaming, all of these things. And then I told another person, and their reaction was, congratulations, I'm so proud of you. And again, took that to my life coach. My life coach was like, have they ever said they were proud of you? I was like, no, actually, that was the first time. They were like, great. So that was a big reaction for them. Like, they've never said that to you before and they're proud of you. How wonderful is that? They're proud of you. And I was like, okay, but there was no screaming voice note. Could they have not screamed how proud they were at me? Could their proudness come in a card with a balloon attached to it? And as much as I'm making a joke out of it, and I am joking, but it's really important we start to notice these things. It's great that we're all different, but unless we understand that there are differences in how people express themselves, we start to take it personally. We start to think that people don't care. It's almost like very similar to the love languages thing. People express themselves in different ways, and just because their reaction is smaller or not as emotionally charged doesn't mean they aren't feeling it to the same extent. And I think there's this translation between how someone feels and how they express themselves that sometimes mean we make assumptions about how someone should express themselves. That someone's most extreme reaction is sometimes just saying, I'm so proud of you, giving you a kiss as a thank you. Yes, of course, saying thank you is important, but that is their way of showing care, their way of showing love. And I truly believe the best way you can love someone is not try to change them. And if you know that's their way of showing love, their way of showing care, and also their way of expressing themselves, then accept that and accept that for who they are. And also maybe lower your expectations. Because there are also moments I wish I wasn't such a high reactor. And I've been actively working towards not being such a high reactor. Because when I have such a big reaction to negative things, sometimes I waste so much energy having the reaction that I don't actually do any of the solving of the problem. And if I conserve some of that energy around the reaction, I could actually use that energy to solve the problem and it wouldn't be such a big deal. So we are all wonderful, beautiful people who all have different scales of emotions, and I definitely fall on the more emotional side. But having someone new in my life who is a low reactor has meant I've learned from it so much. I've learned that actually a lot of things aren't a big deal and I just like the drama and the intensity of it. And that's not a pattern that's serving me anymore. And so whilst we can discredit the people who have low reactions to the positive things, we can also take lessons from them in the same way that a low reactor can take lessons from a high reactor. And it's about coming into that middle ground space of not being so extreme in one way or the other. But it's something that I've never considered, that the reaction of someone doesn't necessarily indicate what they're actually feeling. I also think it makes a really important point about a lot of the times when you get to know someone, there reaches a point where something that you loved about them in the beginning becomes really annoying and grating. So, for example, the fact that they always made you laugh. At some point within 5 years of friendship, you're going to be like, it's a little bit annoying that you can't take anything seriously and everything is a joke to you. And in those moments, you have to remind yourself, that's actually why you liked them in the first place. Because maybe you are a very serious person and they don't take things so seriously. And that was a really great reason you were attracted to them in the first place, because that person brought you a little bit of levity and lightness, and you learnt to take things less seriously. And then over time, maybe 3 or 4 years of friendship, you start to get annoyed by it, and then you have to remind yourself, well, that was actually something I used to like about the person. And just because it has a downside, like every single personality trait does, doesn't mean it's something that makes them a bad friend, a bad person, or someone who I don't want in my life anymore. And so it's important to remind yourself of that. A lot of the times when you have a low reactive in your life or high reactive in your life, it's because they bring a certain something to your life. And so what comes with the positive also has a negative. Every personality trait has a flip side. I love my stubbornness. It can cause problems in my life. So it's about asking yourself what is serving you in that moment and recognizing the fact that at some point in your life, that was one of their greatest things. And so don't diminish it just because it comes with a flip side that you didn't notice at first. So I hope that helps you. If you want to follow my life coach, she has been my life coach for 8 years and she has amazing nuggets just like this. She is Michelle Zelli on Instagram, so you can go follow her over there. And I highly recommend giving her a follow because she's taught me a lot of things. Thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world if you could leave a review wherever you are listening to this or share it on social media and tag me in it so I can share it too. Come find me at Scarred Not Scared on Twitter, Instagram and TikTok. We do fun things on there like Q&A Mondays, and on Fridays we celebrate your boundary wins. There's a whole community of people who want to grow and heal, and we are waiting to welcome you whenever you are ready. In the meantime, make sure to feel your feelings, set some boundaries, communicate in the way you want to be communicated with, ask for what you need, and I know sometimes you forget, but someone loves you. And I will speak to you next time. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.